Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is Aware More News, alternative news and insights that you don't get in the mainstream media or which isn't covered the same way. Well, we do have a report now from mainstream media, Fox News, that in addition to already acknowledged observation of unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs, which were formerly called unidentified flying objects or UFOs, and there have been many sightings by naval vessels, Air Force, and so forth of these tic-tacs and tic-tac-shaped vessels and that move very rapidly and can disappear quickly. But anyway, the Pentagon has now released documents indicating that there have been vast numbers of reports of visitation, abduction, experiments, sexual tinkering, and even unexpected pregnancies, even without intercourse. Now, many of these things have been discussed in alternative modalities for a number of years. But this gradual soft disclosure of a more official nature of possible ET infiltration with hybrid humanoids and more could also be a false operation by the control cabal to accelerate their drive for a tightly controlled world government. Carol Rosen was a former assistant to Wernher von Braun, who is the former head of NASA, and she says that he claimed that the last card the global cabal would play would be the alien threat. Well, we've already had many planned change events, including the pandemic, 9-1-1 back on September 11th of 2001, and various other terrorist events and wars. Now we're faced with food shortages and famine, as we discussed the other day. What is next? Well, coming soon, potentially, we have a collapse of the dollar and the economy. The USA Corporation, a corporation formed after the Civil War that replaced our original constitutional government with a corporate government based in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, which is not part of the United States, a foreign soil situation, and the Federal Reserve, which is a central bank part of the international banking conglomerate, was given our money printing operation back in 1913, and in the last 100 and some odd years has basically wiped out the dollar to where it's worth less than a nickel of what it was in 1913. But they took the gold backing out from behind that dollar back in 1971 and replaced it a couple years later with the petrodollar backing, where all oil sales were demanded to be made in dollars. Now that is fading fast. The oil is being traded in rubles and other currencies, and so the Fed dollar is losing its world reserve status then. The asset-backed currencies are now being issued, such as the ruble being backed by gold, and other nations backing by whatever assets they may have. It could be minerals, oil, coal, forests, etc., agricultural production. Meanwhile, we also have supply chains being disrupted stopped all over the globe, and availability of goods decreasing. The dollar is just not what it used to be. Well, another aspect of this global cabal's ongoing depopulation and control drive were the deaths from injections that have occurred. Are occurring. Life insurance and funeral industry reports of unprecedented increase in deaths over the last year with these injections. Embalmers report bizarre blood clots molded and removed from the deceased. Let's take a look at one. Let's go to a new share here. If I can bring it up. This is removed from the lung of a patient. This long blood clot and branching clotting. Bizarre. It's never been seen before in medicine or by people doing embalming of deceased after injection. So there's also a number of deaths. Let's look at the reported deaths in England. This is the UK statistics. We have a chart here of the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated. Approximately 70% of the 63 million some odd people that these statistics are based on, 70% of them had been received the injections and about 30% not. Out of that, the people that were COVID positive from week 9 to 12 after the shots were 79.1%. Those that didn't get shots were only about 16% likely to be COVID positive. The emergency entry into the hospital from how serious their COVID problems got were of the vaccinated, the injected, 80%, the about 20% for the those that did not get a shot. The deaths within 60 days after a positive test, 92% of those had received the injection, only about 8% who did not. I believe it says the deaths during each stage of the vaccination status, with those that had three shots, approximately 75% of the deaths occurred in people that have had at least three. With just one or two, about 17% of the deaths, but again, only about 8% of those without. So let's go back now to our notes. We have a very serious situation with all of these projects being rolled out by the global cabal, the elite controllers. And this is the issue that we want to make people aware of. As we learn, this is not about fear. Aware More News and Blogcast are about making things better by becoming more aware. We're phasing out tyranny and evil. So focus on planning and action rather than fear. So it's part of that idea of planning and action. We're going to have a special presentation on Saturday, May 7th, coming up here, called Preparing to Resolve the Crisis. It's at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central Time, and so forth at awaremore.com. There'll be there already is the Zoom meeting information there if you want to make note of it. And join us for a brief discussion or coverage of some things that we can do to prepare and move toward resolving this crisis and stopping it before it becomes a major issue for all concerned on this planet. Meanwhile, also please visit YesWise Education Service, where we have holistic learning modules for better living at yeswise.com and reallywell.com, where we have information products and service for your health needs, including our Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed and Delicious Greens 8000 superfood mix, and much more. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.